من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فما زال حديثنا عن صلوات التطوع، وقد ذكرنا في الدروس الماضية بعض صلوات التطوع كصلاة الضحى وصلاة الاستخارة والتراويح وقيام الليل والسنن الرواتب وغير ذلك. واليوم نواصل الحديث عن صلوات التطوع. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: صلاة التسبيح أو صلاة التسابيح. قال عن عكرمة عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للعباس بن عبد المطلب، عم النبي عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه، قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا عباس، يا عماه، ألا أعطيك؟ ألا أمنحك؟ ألا أحبوك؟ ألا أعطيك؟ ألا أمنحك؟ ألا أحبوك؟ وأيضا أحبوك معناها أخصك. ألا أفعل بك عشر خصال؟ إذا أنت فعلت ذلك غفر الله لك ذنبك أوله وآخره وقديمه وحديثه وخطأه وعمده وصغيره وكبيره وسره وعلانية. هذه خصال العشر التي هي ثواب هذه الصلاة: غفر الله لك ذنبك أوله وآخره، كان خصلتان، وقديمه وحديثه، وخطأه وعمده، وصغيره وكبيره، وسره وعلانية. كل واحدة فيها يعني خمسة، كل واحدة فيها اثنتين. قال: عشر خصال: أن تصلي أربع ركعات تقرأ في كل ركعة بفاتحة الكتاب وسورة. أن تصلي أربع ركعات تقرأ في كل ركعة بفاتحة الكتاب وسورة. فإذا فرغت من القراءة في أول ركعة فقل وأنت قائم، يقول الإنسان وهو قائم قبل أن يركع: سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، 15 مرة. يقول 15 مرة: سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. يكرر هذا 15 مرة وهو قائم بعدما يفرغ من قراءة الفاتحة والسورة. قال: ثم تركع فتقول وأنت راكع 10، برضو يركع ويقول سبحان ربي العظيم 3 مرات أو أكثر، ويدعو بما شاء من أذكار الركوع، ثم يقول أيضا في ركوعه: سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، يكرر ذلك 10 مرات وهو راكع. ثم ترفع رأسك من الركوع فتقولها 10، ارفع رأسه من الركوع، ايضا يقول سمع الله لمن حمده، ربنا ولك الحمد، ثم يقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر 10 مرات بعدما يرفع من الركوع. قال: ثم تهوي ساجدا فتقول وانت ساجد 10، يسجد السجدة الأولى يقول الله أكبر ويسجد ويقول سبحان ربي الأعلى 3 مرات أو أكثر، ويدعو بما شاء من أدعية السجود وغيره، ثم يقول وهو ساجد في أثناء السجود: سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر 10 مرات. ثم ترفع رأسك من السجود فتقولها 10، يرفع رأسه من السجود يقول الله أكبر ويقول رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي أو ما شاء من الأدعية المأثورة في هذا الموضع اللي هو بعد بين السجدتين، ويقول أيضا سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر 10 مرات. ثم تسجد فتقولها 10، برضو السجدة الثانية نفس الشيء، يسجد يقول الله أكبر ويسجد ويقول سبحان ربي الأعلى 3 مرات أو أكثر وما شاء من أدعية السجود وغيرها من الدعاء، ثم يقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
10 مرات.
قال فذلك 75 في كل ركعة. فذلك 75 في كل ركعة. نعدها أي مرة أخرى. وهو قائم يكبر ويقرأ الفاتحة والسورة ثم يقول هو قائم كم مرة؟ 15 مرة. وهو قائم قبل أن يركع سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر 15 مرة وهو قائم قبل أن يركع. بعدين يركع فيقولها 10 يقولها 25 يرفع من الركوع 10 35 بعدين السجدة الأولى 10 45 من السجدتين 10 يكون 55 السجدة الثانية 10 يبقى 65 مرة ثانية يعني الإنسان وهو قائم قبل أن يركع 15 وبعدين وهو راكع 10 25 يرفع رأسه من الركوع 10 35 والسجود 10 45 بعدين السجدتين 10 55 ثم في السجدة الثانية 10 65 ثم ترفع رأسك من السجود فتقولها 10 بعد السجدة الثانية أفعلت من السجدة الثانية قال إيه فذلك 75 في كل ركعة تفعل ذلك في 4 ركعات تفعل ذلك في 4 ركعات قال وإن استطعت أن تصليها في كل يوم مرة فإن لم تستطع ففي كل جمعة مرة فإن لم تفعل ففي كل سنة مرة فإن لم تفعل ففي عمرك مرة يعني إيه أقل شيء سن يفعلها حتى مرة في العمر وإذا شاء في كل سنة وإذا شاء أن يزداد من الخير في كل جمعة وإذا شاء أن يزداد من الخير يكون إيه في كل يوم قال رواه أبو داود وابن ماجة وابن خزيمة في صحيحه والطبراني قال الحافظ يريد الحافظ المنزلي صاحب كتاب الترغيب والترهيب وقد روي هذا الحديث من طرق كثيرة وعن جماعة من الصحابة وأمثلها حديث عكرمة هذا هذا الحديث روي عن جماعة من الصحابة وأصح طرقه هو حديث إيه عكرمة عن ابن عباس عن العباس عم النبي رضي الله عنهم جميعا وصلى الله عليه وسلم قال وقد صححه جماعة منهم الحافظ أبو بكر الآجري وشيخنا أبو محمد عبد الرحيم المصري وشيخنا الحافظ أبو الحسن المقدسي رحمه الله رحمهم الله وهذا الحديث صححه جماعة كبيرة من الحفاظ ومن آخرين الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله صحح هذا الحديث يعني رد على هو حديث صحيح وقد صححه جماعة كبيرة من الحفاظ وممن صححه أيضا الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله في كثير من كنفهم فهذه الصلاة من الصلوات المسنونة أن يفعلها الإنسان يعني كل يوم أو كل أسبوع أو كل شهر أو كل سنة أو مرة في العمر وفيها هذا الكبير أنها سبب لمغفرة الذنوب سبب من أسباب مغفرة الذنوب أوله وآخره ذنبك كله أوله وآخره وقديمه وحديثه وخطأه وعمده وصغيره وكبيره وسره على
the secret and the public whatever sins you have done can be forgiven so don't miss that prayer even if you can do it once alive do it
العلم عند الله تعالى يعني ليس يعني معنى يعني دائما حديث الوعد وكذا الانسان يعني يرجو فيها ثواب الله ولكن ايضا يخاف يعني عقابه ويجمع دائما الانسان بين الخوف والرجاء
if we pray that prayer
قال وقال ابن المبارك رحمه الله قال صلاة التسبيح مرغب فيها يستحب أن يعتادها في كل حين ولا يتغافل عنها صلاة التسبيح مرغب فيها يستحب أن يعتادها الإنسان يعني بين الفترة والفترة على حسب ما يتيسر طيب هذه صلاة من الصلوات المسنونة صلاة أخرى من الصلوات المسنونة قال صلاة الحاجة.
Prayer here that we're going to talk about is صلاة الحاجة or the need prayer.
قال روى أحمد.
There are many hadiths. المؤلف
يعني قال بسند صحيح عن أبي الدرداء لكن الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله.
Most of them are not very much authentic.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من توضأ فأسبغ الوضوء ثم صلى ركعتين يتمهما
أبو الدرداء أعطاه
الله ما سأل معجلا أو مؤخرا.
توضأ فأسبغ الوضوء prays two rakahs. Allah will grant him whatever he may pray for.
يعني ركعتين كاملتين بخشوع وبالمحافظة على الواجبات والسنة. أعطاه الله ما سأل معجلا أو مؤخرا. هذا الحديث يعني في سنده ضعف ولكن يعني يغني عنه أنه صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صح عنه أنه كان إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة يعني أهمه أمر أو أغمه يعني إذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أهمه أمر كان يفزع إلى الصلاة فيصلي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين أو أكثر يعني طلبا أن يكشف الله تعالى هذا الهم ولأن الصلاة أيضا من أسباب إجابة الدعاء كان يعني أيضا إذا احتاج حاجة يمكن أن يصلي ركعتين أو أكثر بقصد أن يدعو في السجود لأن الدعاء في السجود مستجاب وأقرب ما يكون العبد وهو ساجد وهكذا. الحديث يعني وإن كان ضعيفا لكن يشهد له عمومات الأدلة الأخرى أن الإنسان يعني إذا أراد أن يدعو الله تعالى أو يسأله حاجة أو كذا يعني يمكن أن يدعو وهو ساجد في الصلاة وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أهمه الأمر فزع إلى الصلاة وقال الله تعالى واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة
أيضا الله سبحانه وتعالى
واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة الإنسان يعني إذا كان في ضائقة أو كذا يطلب المعونة من الله سبحانه وتعالى يستعين بالصبر ويصلي ويسأل الله تعالى
ask whatever he needs from Allah سبحانه وتعالى because who is sorry gonna ask.
طيب قال صلاة التوبة. صلاة التوبة أيضا من الصلوات المستحبة أن الإنسان إذا أذنب ذنبا وأراد أن يستغفر الله تعالى يصلي ركعتين أن يتوضأ ويصلي ركعتين ويسأل الله تعالى أن يغفر له فهذا من أسباب المغفرة. قال عن أبي بكر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل يذنب ذنبا ثم يقوم فيتطهر ثم يصلي ثم يستغفر الله إلا غفر له. ما من رجل يذنب ذنبا ثم يقوم فيتطهر ثم يصلي ثم يستغفر الله إلا غفر له. ثم قرأ هذه الآية والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. قال رواه أبو داود والنسائي وماجة والبيهقي والترمذي قال حديث حسن. هذا الحديث صحيح الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله في كتاب تمام المنة
and will not knowingly repeat the wrong
they did, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي بكر from their Lord الصديق رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من رجل يذنب ذنبا ثم يقوم فيتطهر ثم يصلي ثم يستغفر الله إلا غفر. هذا من أسباب المغفرة ومن الفقهاء من سمى هذه الصلاة صلاة التوبة كما سماها المؤلف والمقصود بها يعني أن يصلي ركعتين على صفة الصلاة العادية.
The repentance prayer is a regular prayer that you can pray just two rakahs and then do istighfar for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do wudu and then pray two rakahs and then do istighfar for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The wudu itself
is a reason for forgiving the sins.
يعني مر بنا في
as we have learned before in many authentic hadiths
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا توضأ العبد فمضمض خرجت الخطايا من فيه فإذا استنفق خرجت الخطايا من أنفه فإذا غسل وجهه خرجت كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينيه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء
فإذا غسل يديه
خرجت كل خطيئة كان بطشتها يداه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء
فإذا
مسح برأسه خرجت كل خطيئة استمع إليها بأذنيه مع الماء أو مع أهل قتل
الناس فإذا
غسل رجليه فرت كل خطيئته مشى إليها برجليه مع أهل أو مع آخر قتل
الناس حديث صحيح And if he washes his foot, every drop of water that drops down from his foot,
تتمت الحديث يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر هذا الحديث ثم كان ثم كان مشيه إلى المسجد وصلاته له نافلة.
For the obligatory prayer, it will be considered
as إذا توضأ وضوءا أسبغ الوضوء على صفة وضوء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرت إيه؟ كل خطيئة عملها بهذا الوضوء بفضل الله سبحانه وتعالى ثم كان مشيه إلى المسجد وصلاته له نفل زيادة رفعة الدرجات وزيادة في الأجر بعدما غفر الذنوب الإنسان إذا توضأ ثم صلى ركعتين واستغفر الله سبحانه وتعالى فهذا يعني من أسباب المغفرة وهذا من سعة عفو الله تعالى ورحمته قال وروى الطبراني في الكبير في معجم الكبير بسند الحسن عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم قام فصلى ركعتين أو أربعا مكتوبة أو غير مكتوبة
Or four rakahs, obligatory or non-obligatory,
and
perfects therein his rukua and sujood, and then asks Allah Taala for forgiveness. He will be forgiven.
فهذا الحديث في معنى الحديث السابق، لكن يزيد عليه أيضا أن الإنسان لو صلى ركعتين أو أربع ركعات من من الصلوات المكتوبة،
فإنها بإذن الله تعالى obligatory with the intention that in this prayer you're going to do istighfar Allah subhanahu and ask Allah subhanahu for forgiveness Allah subhanahu will give it to you and will forgive you
أو أن الإنسان توضأ وصلى الصلاة المكتوبة فهي كذلك بإذن الله تعالى من أسباب مغفرة الذنوب ويدل على هذا المعنى أيضا أن رجلا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
ذكر للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه
خلى بامرأة في ناحية من نواحي المدينة فعل بها كذا وكذا غير أنه لم يزني بها يعني ما وصل إلى الزنا لكن خلى
بامرأة
فعل بها أشياء لكنه لم يزني بها أعرض عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان وقت صلاة فلما حضرت الصلاة صلى بهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
But then the Prophet heard the story. He kept away from him.
قضى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then was the time of a prayer. And then when they prayed, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after they prayed asked him, "Did you pray with us?"
So
he said, "Yes, I prayed with you." So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited the verse, "The good deeds remove away the bad deeds." This is for those who remember.
وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذكرين فقال الرجل ألي خاصة يا رسول الله
قال الناس
ثم تحترقون فإذا صليتم الظهر غسلتها ثم تحترقون تحترقون فإذا صليتم العصر غسلتها إلى آخر الصلوات الخمس
تحترقون
يعني بالذنوب والمعاصي
فإذا صليتم unless you pray عصر
غسلتها
and then you'll burn you'll burn unless you pray maghrib it will extinguish you
الغرض يعني unless you pray عشاء
it will extinguish you
المحافظة على الصلوات
it is not a concrete meaning على الصلوات النوافل you should keep the prayer in their time preserve and observe the prayer do it
المسلم يعني دائما عليه يجمع بين أحاديث الوعد والوعيد
والخوف والرجاء
يعني لا يتكل على أحاديث الرجاء يصرف على نفسه بالذنوب والمعصية هناك أيضا أحاديث الوعيد شديد
فالإنسان يعني دائما
يكون على خوف ورجاء
intimidation.
قال صلاة الكسوف. ذكر أيضا إيه من الصلوات المستحبة صلاة الكسوف. قال المؤلف رحمه الله اتفق العلماء على أن صلاة الكسوف سنة مؤكدة في حق الرجال والنساء.
الحقيقة
العلماء اتفقوا على أن صلاة الكسوف صلاة مشروعة. صلاة إيه مشروعة. It is a sunnah.
But most of the scholars said no, it's sunnah.
قالوا أن الأفضل أن تصلى في جماعة وإن كانت الجماعة ليست شرطا.
And it is very much recommended that it could be prayed or performed in congregation.
قال وينادى لها الصلاة
جامعة. But it is also much recommended to be prayed in congregation.
ونداء هذا يكون إيه بنصب لفظ الصلاة يعني. لأنها إيه مفعول به التقدير.
And when you want to call for it, you say or announce for it, you say الصلاة الجامعة or prayer in congregation.
كسوف طبعا يعني غالبا ما يطلق الكسوف على الشمس والخسوف على القمر. ولكن أحيانا أيضا يطلق الكسوف ويراد به كسوف الشمس أو القمر.
كسوف
يراد به أيضا كسوف الشمس أو القمر.
But the lunar eclipse in Arabic is called الأكثر. So there are two words, khusuf by kaf or k, and khusuf by kaf.
Khusuf
means the sun eclipse, khusuf means the lunar eclipse. There is a sun eclipse and there is a solar eclipse and there is a lunar eclipse.
يعني ظاهرة الكسوف يعني المعروفة وظاهرة الخسوف المعروفة فيسن حينئذ للمسلمين هذه الصلاة على الكيفية التي سيأتي ذكرها ويسن أن ينادى لها بهذا النداء ينادى في المساجد الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة ينادي المؤذن
so when you want to announce for that prayer in congregation you say الصلاة جامعة or the prayer in congregation الصلاة جامعة
لصلاته.
And then people come to the mosque to pray.
كما حصل في عهد رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the time of the Prophet.
قال والجمهور من العلماء على أنها ركعتان في كل ركعة ركوعان.
And the majority of scholars went for an opinion that it's not an opinion. They said that it's two rakas. And in every rak, in every there are two rakas. And in every rak, there are two bounties or two ركوعان. Instead of one.
طبعا هنا اختلاف عن كيفية الصلاة.
So this is totally different
في كل ركعة ركوع واحد.
The way we perform the prayer is we know it is only one rak'ah in each rak'ah, only one ruku' in each rak'ah, but here it's two.
تفتح وتعوذ وبسمل وقرأ فاتحة الكتاب.
The Prophet ﷺ would start the prayer with تكبيرة الإحرام and then recite الفاتحة and then سورة.
ثم كبر وركع.
And that's to be prayed
loud. ثم رفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الركوع. فقرأ فاتحة الكتاب وسورة.
The Prophet ﷺ would bow down for ruku' and then he would stand and again
ثم ركع
recite الفاتحة
ركوعان ركع
bow down again
ثم رفع من الركوع
he would stand from the bow down and then
وبعدين يسجد سجدتين مثل الصلاة
he would prostrate
وركع الثانية أيضا نفس الشيء يقرأ الفاتحة والسورة ثم يركع بعدين يرفع من الركوع فيقرأ الفاتحة والسورة
each time when he bow down before bow down he recites الفاتحة and the short سورة
سجدتين ويجلس للتشهد فهذه الصلاة يعني يكون فيها في كل ركعة ركوعان.
So in each ركعة
وجاء في حديث جابر رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى صلاة الكسوف مرة وكانت بست ركوعان كل ركعة فيها ثلاث ركوعان
يعني
يقرأ الفاتحة والسورة ثم يركع بعدين يرفع يقرأ الفاتحة والسورة ثم يركع ثم يرفع الفاتحة والسورة ثم
short surah and then
والركعة الثانية يفعل فيها هذا الشيء هذا جاء في صحيح مسلم حديث جابر رضي الله عنه لكن بعض الأحفاظ
إنه
شاذ يعني هذا الحديث إن الروايات الأصح يعني فيها ركوعان فقط في كل ركعة على كل حال الأصح هو أكثر الحديث فيها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يركع ركوعين فقط في كل ركعة طيب قال فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت Aisha narrated that the was a solar eclipse during the time of the Prophet ﷺ,
and the Prophet went to the mosque and he stood and made the takbir, and he put the people in rows behind him, and he made a lengthy recital during the salah of the prayer. Next he made the takbir and made a long ruku'ah, but it was not as long as the recital. Following that, he raised his head saying,
أَسْمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ طويلة. قرأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قراءة طويلة.
ربنا ولك الحمد. And then he stood and made another long recital, but it was shorter than the first one.
صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ قراءة طويلة. قالت ثم كبر فركع ركوعا طويلا.
And then in the second raka'ah he recited some recitation, but it was shorter than the first one. Again he made the takbir and made the ruku'ah, and that was shorter than the first one. Then again he said, سمع الله لمن
حمده ربنا ولك الحمد. ثم كبر فركع ركوعا هو أدنى من الركوع الأول. وهنا إيه؟
And then he prostrated. He did the same in the next raka'ah and finished four raka'ah, four bowings and four prostrations in two raka'ahs.
And
then the sun appeared again before he finished. Finally, he stood and addressed the people and praised Allah. And he
ثم فعل في الركعة الأخرى مثل ذلك حتى استكمل أربع ركعات وأربع سجدات.
And there is no eclipse due to someone's death or life. If you see them occurring, hurry to pray.
قالت وانجلت الشمس قبل أن ينصرف. وانجلت الشمس قبل أن ينصرف. يعني الشمس إيه؟ انجلت قبل أن ينتهي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلاة الكسوف. قالت ثم قام فخطب الناس. ثم قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخطب الناس خطبة إيه بعد صلاة الكسوف. خطب فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأثنى على الله بما هو أهله ثم قال إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله عز وجل لا ينخسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياة.
From the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not eclipse due to someone's death or life. If you see them occurring, which means if you see the eclipse occurring, hurry to pray.
يعني السبب هذه الخطبة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إيه في هذا اليوم الذي كسفت فيه الشمس توفي إبراهيم ابن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The reason the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told them like that, the reason the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told them that the sun does not eclipse for the sun or the moon, either the sun or the moon, nor the moon eclipse for the death of the life or the life of someone, is that Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, died.
فكان العرب يعني في الجاهلية من إيه عادات
الجاهلية يعتقدون
أن الشمس والقمر لا ينخسفان إلا لموت عظيم أو لولادة عظيم.
Because in جاهلية or in the time before Islam, the Arabs used to think that the sun wouldn't eclipse except for the death of a great person, so or the birth of a great person. So accidentally it happened that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, died on that day when the sun eclipsed. So he feared that the people would think that the sun eclipsed because of the death of his son. So he told them in that speech or that khutbah that the sun didn't eclipse because of a death or birth of anybody. It does not eclipse for any death or any birth of anybody. It is just a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here corrects for them the concept, the misconception is that the sun, neither the sun nor the moon eclipse for the death or the birth of anybody, because they had this kind of misconception in the Jahiliyyah time before Islam. And accidentally, as we said, it happened that his son, his own son, Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet, died on that day.
ولكن آيتان من آيات الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن الحكم إيه يعني أن تخويف من الله سبحانه وتعالى للناس هذا أيضا من الحكم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يبين للناس قدرته
probably Allah subhanahu wants to show the people his ability, and
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants, he can keep the light away from you by eclipsing the sun forever or eclipsing the moon forever and keeping the light away from the
humans, from
the people. So the sun and the moon are two signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not eclipse because of the death or the life.
قال وروي أيضا البخاري ومسلم عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال.
And it also was narrated that Ibn Abbas said that there was a solar eclipse during the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ, and he prayed with a long standing, similar to what it takes to recite Surah
Al-Baqarah.
And then he made a long ruku'a, after which he stood and made another long recital, but shorter than the first one. Again, he went into ruku'a, but for a shorter time than in the first one. Following this, he made sajda twice. Next, he made another long standing, which was also not as long as the first. And then after that, he made another lengthy ruku'a, but it was not as long as the first one. Again, he made another long qiyam or standing and recital, but it was not as long as the first one. And then, after which he made another, and then, following this, he went into sajda or prostration and so on. When he had finished, the sun has appeared. He concluded his prayer and said, the sun and moon are two signs from the signs of Allah, and there is no eclipse due to the death or life of anyone. If you see it, make remembrance of Allah. Ibn Abdelbar says these two hadiths are the most authentic reports on this topic.
وقال ابن القيم السنة الصحيحة الصريحة المحكمة في صلاة الكسوف تكرار الركوع في كل ركعة لحديث عائشة وابن عباس وجابر وأبي بن كعب وعبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص وأبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنهم كلهم روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكرار الركوع في الركعة الواحدة كل هؤلاء الصحابة.
Al-Qayyim says that the narration here is authentic, clear, and preponderating sunnah concerning Salat al-Kusuf is that the ركوع to be repeated twice in every ركعة. This is based on the hadith from Aisha ibn Abbas, Jabir, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. They all report that the Prophet ﷺ repeated the ruku'a two times or twice in the same raka'a, in one raka'a.
Later on, we learn that we see that Abu Hanifa depended on a very weakly chained hadith that states that the Prophet ﷺ made three rak'ah or did the balance three times in every rak'ah, which is not a very much authentic hadith. Malik, Al-Shafi'i, and Ahmed saw or went for an opinion that the Prophet ﷺ did it only twice, or did the bowings only twice in the same rak'ah, and they depended on these two authentic hadiths.
Abu Hanifa also went for an opinion saying that it could be two rak'ahs in every, or it could be two bounds in every rak'ah on the same form of the Eid prayer or the feast prayer.
نحو صلاتكم يركع ويسجد ركعتين ركعتين ويسأل الله حتى تجلت الشمس. قال وفي حديث قبيصة الهلالي
Because there is a hadith narrated by Abu Nu'man ibn Bashir, who says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed Salatul Kusuf with us, like one of your prayers. He went into ruku'ah and performed sujood, praying two rak'ahs by two rak'ahs, and supplicated to Allah until the sun appeared clearly again.
رحمه الله كان إيه يضطرب في تارة يقول عن النعمان بن بشير وتارة يقول عن قبيصة الهلالي وهو حديث إيه ضعيف الإسناد. فالخلاصة يعني أن الصحيح وما عليه جمهور العلماء ودلت عليه الأحاديث الصحيحة أن صلاة الكسوف تكون ركعتين كل ركعة فيها ركوعان وسجودان. قال وقراءة الفاتحة واجبة في الركعتين كلتيهما.
And reciting الفاتحة is obligatory in the two rak'ahs.
بعدها ما شاء من القرآن.
After reciting الفاتحة from the Holy Quran, you can recite whatever you want after the Fatiha.
وتقرأ تقرأ أيضا إيه بعد كل ركوع، يعني كل ركعة يقرأ فيها الفاتحة والسورة ثم يرفع ثم يقوم
ركعة الفاتحة والسورة. Once when you're standing for the first time and once when you're standing for the second time in the same ركعة. And then again.
قال ويجوز الجهر بالقراءة والإسراء بها إلا أن البخاري قال
or whatever you want or a long surah or whatever you want from Holy Quran. You can recite that loudly or secretly, but it's more common to or it's more recommended to do it loudly because in most of the authentic hadith it is narrated that the Prophet ﷺ did it loudly or recited the each recitations loudly.
جهر بالقراءة في صلاة الكسوف. طيب قال ووقتها من حين الكسوف إلى التجلي.
And the time for
this
prayer is from
الذي يبتدئ فيه الصلاة ما بين كسوف الشمس
starting from the eclipse until the sun appears again.
لكن إيه لا حرج إيه إذا تجلت الشمس في أثناء الصلاة يتم الصلاة إذا كان إيه قد دخل فيها.
So and but still if the sun appears during your prayer you can complete your prayer. You still can complete your prayer.
الشمس قبل أن إيه أن ينتهي.
So there is no problem to complete the eclipse prayer if the sun appears during your prayer.
من الكسوف إلى التجلي أن الشمس إذا انجلت خلاص يبقى زال وقت الكسوف.
What we mean by the time window is from the sun eclipse to the sun appearance does not mean that if the sun appears in the middle of your prayer you cut your prayer, but it means that if the sun appears you do not need to pray the eclipse prayer anymore.
لكن يمكن أن يدخل فيها قبل.
You can start it at any time when the sun is eclipsing, but as soon as the sun appears you cannot start it. What we meant is that if the sun appears during the prayer itself you should not cut the prayer.
قال وصلاة كسوف القمر مثل صلاة كسوف الشمس.
The lunar eclipse prayer is similar to the solar eclipse prayer.
وابن عباس البصري رضي الله عنهما أمير على البصر. فخرج فصلى.
There was a solar eclipse and Ibn Abbas was the governor of Basra. Went out and prayed two raka with two ruku' in each raka or with two bounds in each raka. Then he mounted his mount and said, I prayed as I have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
yusalli. رواه الشافعي في المسند. فهذا الحسن البصري رحمه الله يروي عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه كان أميرا على البصر. عباس أميرا على البصر.
Relates that hadith to الحسن to خلافة
علي بن أبي طالب.
And Ibn Abbas at the time was the ruler of Basra.
الله بن عباس أميرا على
البصر. At that time while he was the ruler of Basra, it happened there was a solar eclipse. And then Ibn Abbas prayed as an imam and he prayed. Here there is a mistake in the book. It is not a solar eclipse, it is a lunar eclipse. The Sheikh says here it is a lunar eclipse.
قال ويستحب التكبير والدعاء والتصدق والاستغفار مما يستحب إيه إذا انكسف.
And also it is preferred to make takbir supplications and give charity and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness during the eclipse.
قال لما رواه البخاري ومسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها
البخاري المسلم record that Aisha and the messenger of Allah Aisha said that the messenger of Allah said that the sun and the moon are two signs from among Allah's signs and there is no eclipse due to the life or death of anyone. If you see that he means eclipse, supplicate to Allah, extol his greatness, give charity and pray.
قال وروي عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال خسفت الشمس أو خسفت الشمس فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It was also narrated that Abu Musa said that there was a solar eclipse and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if you see something of this nature rush to the remembrance of Allah supplicating him and asking his forgiveness.
فيه إيه الأمر أيضا بالاستغفار. يبقى هذا إيه المسنون في هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the sunnah here in the eclipse, الشمس, solar or lunar eclipse prayer, we have
طيب
mentioned.
انتقل بعد ذلك إلى الحديث عن صلاة أخرى من الصلوات المسنونة وهي صلاة الاستسقاء.
Now we move for a different kind of a prayer. We call it صلاة الاستسقاء.
طلب سقي الماء.
استسقاء prayer or prayer for rain.
من الله تعالى.
The prayer for rain is taken from the reason of seeking rain from Allah سبحانه وتعالى when there is a drought.
قال الاستسقاء مقصود به طلب السقيا من الله سبحانه وتعالى من زيادة الهمزة والسين والتاء تفيد إيه؟ طلب
الصلاة السقاء مقصود بها
طلب السقيا من الله سبحانه وتعالى، وذلك عند الجذب وانقطاع المطر يشرع للمسلمين أن يطلبوا من الله تعالى أن يسقيهم. قال على وجه من الأوجه الآتية، يعني كيفية إيه طلب السقيا من الله سبحانه وتعالى تكون بإيه بإحدى
الطرق. There are different forms for that prayer. The first form here is that the imam prays with the followers two rak'ahs during any time except those times in which it is not desirable to pray. In the first rak'ah, the imam recites Surah Al-A'la after Al-Fatiha.
مثلا بين ال
and in the second ركعة in the second ركعة
الشروق وكذا ينتظرون حتى إيه تطلع الشمس.
He reads or recites سورة الغاشية after الفاتحة and then he delivers خطبة before or after the prayer as soon as he finished the khutbah. The people present that situation should turn their outer garments around. Each placing its left side on his right side and its right side on his left face the Qibla. Supplicate Allah and raise their hands while doing so.
بعد الصلاة أو قبلها. ولكن الأصح أن الخطبة تكون بعد الصلاة، وأن هذه الصلاة
and the more authentic thing is that the khutbah should be after the prayer and this prayer is similar to the Eid or the feast prayer.
صلاة الاستسقاء كما يصلي في العيد، كما يصلي في العيد يعني مثل صلاة العيد. صلاة العيد كما سيأتينا بإذن الله تعالى.
So it is similar to the Eid prayer.
لكن إيه صلاة العيد باختصار هي عبارة عن ركعتين.
Because Eid prayer is just two rak'ahs.
فيها تكبيرات.
And in each rak'ah there are some takbirs.
ست تكبيرات.
The first rak'ah there are six takbirs after تكبيرة الإحرام.
الأولى سبعة تكبيرات منها تكبيرة.
So the total takbirs or takbirat in the first rak'ah are seven.
قل الله أكبر.
And the second rak'ah the total takbirat are
سبعة تكبيرات. واحدة منها اللي هي تكبيرة الإحرام تكبيرات زائدة ثم يقرأ
and sorry and then in the first rak'ah again after doing the seven takbirs including تكبيرة الإحرام you recite سورة الفاتحة and then you recite سورة الأعلى and then
هذا إيه في صلاة العيد وكذلك في الاستسقاء أيضا
in the second rak'ah
وبعدين في الركعة الثانية يكبر إيه خمسة تكبيرات
you do five takbirs excluding
القيام
excluding the standing takbir
السجود
from the prostration because after you stand from the prostration you do takbir and after doing that you see you do five extra takbirs or takbirat
وبعد التكبيرات يقرأ
and then after that you recite الفاتحة and then after that you recite سورة الغاشية
يعني يمكن أن يقرأ بما شاء من القرآن
you can recite whatever you want but these are the authentic sunnah what Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite in this prayer
اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر
sometimes the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite سورة القمر.
طيب فيصلي ركعتين على هيئة صلاة العيد ثم يخطب خطبة كما أنه يشرع في صلاة العيد أن تكون الخطبة بعد الصلاة صلاة العيد تكون الخطبة
so after finishing the prayer the imam delivers a khutbah or a speech as in Eid because in Eid also the khutbah is after the prayer.
قال فإذا انتهى من الخطبة حول المصلون جميعا أرديتهم
So after the khutbah is finished,
the
followers or the people who pray behind the imam should turn their outer garments around, each placing his left side on his right side and its right side on his left face the qibla.
So, الذي على اليمين يجعله على الشمال والذي على الشمال يجعله على اليمين ومثل هذا أيضا إذا كان يلبس مثلا بشتا أو عباءة اللي هي العباءة التي تلبس برضو يقلبها أو كوت مثلا إذا كان يلبس كوتا أو كذا يسن أن يقلبه يجعل
The sunnah is if you are wearing something over your head, like a scarf, or if you are wearing a coat, or if you are wearing a jacket, you turn it in a way that the left it comes in the right side and the right comes in the left side. This is sunnah.
بتغيير الحال.
And the wisdom behind that is optimism. Is that you are optimistic that the situation is going to change, the left will be right and the right will be left, because there is a drought and you want that drought to be changed. That what appears to the people or to the scholars, but there could be some wisdom behind that does not appear to us.
قال ويستقبل القبلة ويدعو الله عز وجل رافعي أيديهم
مباللين في ذلك while doing so.
وأيضا رفع الأيدي في الدعاء رواه البخاري معلقا من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه وحديث صحيح يعني فيه أيضا رفع الأيدي
and also you raise your hands while saying this prayer.
قال فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متواضعا متبذلا
ابن عباس reported to the messenger of Allah سبحانه وتعالى went out to make the صلاة الاستسقاء or prayer for rain wearing all clothes in a humble and lowly manner and prayed two rak'ahs. He prayed as he prayed the Eid, but he didn't give a similar khutbah. This is related and related by the five Tirmidhi,
الغرض منها التضرع الى الله سبحانه وتعالى
and Tirmidhi.
يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج متبذلا يعني مش معناه برضه
ابن حبان and they all graded it to be
لا يلتقي يعني
authentic حديث ولا صحيح حديث
وكذا مثلا ولكن يعني يلبس ثيابا عاديه يعني لا يبالغ في التطيب وانتقاء الثياب ومتخشعا مترسلا يعني متأنيا متضرعا فصلى ركعتين كما يصلي في العيد. قال لم يخطب خطبتكم هذه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in that hadith did not deliver
هنا قوله رضي الله عنه لم يخطب خطبتكم هذه ليس المقصود بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يخطب بالمرة لأنه جاء في حديث أخرى ما يفيد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب في
الاستسقاء. It doesn't mean that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never delivered the speech in the prayer for the rain.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الاستسقاء كان خطبة فيها تضرع وتذلل إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
He doesn't mean so. He means that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a different speech than your speech, a speech of a different quality than your speech, a speech of more of fear towards Allah سبحانه from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, a speech that carries a lot of humbleness to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and asking him in
قال وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها
so he doesn't mean that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not deliver his speech, but he means that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered his speech different than the one that they used to deliver in their days of a different quality.
فأمر بمنبر فوضع له بالمصلى.
Aisha said that the people complained to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lack of rain. So he gave orders for a pulpit. And when it was set up for him, he appointed a day for the people to gather the assembly. He came out that day when the sun had just appeared and sat down on the pulpit. He extolled Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and praised him. Then he said,
نشرات الأخبار وكذا أن الناس يفاجئون.
You have complained of drought in your areas and of delay in receiving rain at the beginning of its season, but you have been ordered by Allah to supplicate him, and he has promised that he will answer your prayers.
فخرج حين بدأ حاجب الشمس يعني حين بدأ ضوء الشمس صلى بعد طلوع الشمس يعني أيضا في مثل الوقت الذي تصلى فيه صلاة العيد يعني بعد شروق الشمس. قال فقعد على المنبر فكبر وحمد الله ثم قال إنكم شكوتم جدب دياركم.
So the Prophet said, you have complained of drought in your areas and of delay in receiving rain at the beginning of the season, but you have been ordered by Allah to supplicate him, and he has promised that he would answer your prayers. Then he said,
subhanallah, أي المطر الرحمن الرحيم ما
الملك ملك يوم الدين
وبلاغا
إلى
حين وبلاغا إلى
يفعل ما يريد
إلى الوقت
يا اللهم
الدنيا ليس فيها
يا من لا إله إلا هو
يعني الدنيا ليس فيها شيء دائم كل يعني إنسان له أجله وله وقته
أنت الغني ونحن
فقراء علينا قوة وبلاغا إلى حين إلى الوقت
أرسل علينا
ثم رفع يديه فلم يزل يدعو حتى رؤية بياض
في قلبه in English in which the prophet applicated that he said
بياض إبطيه من شدة رفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيديه في الدعاء قال ثم حول
الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين لا إله إلا الله He does whatever he wishes or does what he wishes. O Allah, there is no God except you. You are the self-sufficient. And we are the poor. Send down rain upon us and make it a source of strength for us and satisfaction for us. Then he raised his hands and kept raising them till the witness of his armpits could be seen. Sorry, till the whiteness of his armpits could be seen. And that used to be a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Whenever he raises his hands for supplicating, the whiteness of his armpits would be seen.
فصلى ركعتين فأنشأ الله تعالى سحابة هذا الحديث فيه
إيه؟ After this he turned his back to the people and inverted his clock keeping his hands raised finally he faced the people descended from the pulpit and prayed two rakats at that time Allah produced a cloud thunder and lightning and by Allah's permission it rained and before he reached the mosque there was flooding. Then he saw how quickly the people were running for shelter. He loved until his molar teeth could be seen. There was not even a single piece of cloud in the sky, but then when the Prophet finished his prayer, a cloud came from nowhere, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a cloud came from nowhere, lightning, thunder, and all of a sudden the rain went everywhere till there was a flood. And when the Prophet saw people trying to find shelter from that flooding, he laughed.
ضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بدت مواجهته وقال أشهد أن الله على كل شيء قدير
أشهد أن الله على كل شيء قدير he said I bear witness that Allah has power over all things and I am Allah's slave
صححه أبو داود أيضا وقال هذا حديث غريب وإسناده جيد حديث غريب يعني الغريب لا يشترط أن الغريب يكون ضعيفا الغريب قد يكون
أبو داود said that this hadith is a غريب and his chain is good what does it mean
قد يكون صحيحا
it means that this hadith is odd because it has only one chain like إنما الأعمال بالنيات is an odd hadith because it has only one chain and it is only narrated through عمر or by عمر so we call that hadith an odd hadith because it's only narrated by one person if the hadith is narrated by one person it is an odd hadith that doesn't mean it is not authentic it could mean it is very authentic
but
odd here means only narrated by one chain there's no more chain only one chain
رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج بالناس يستسقي فصلى بهم ركعتين جهر بالقراءة فيهما الحديث
عبد الله بن زيد المازني narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went out to pray Salatul Istisqa or the prayer for rain and prayed two rak'as reciting them loud that was related by the group Abu Huraira said that the Prophet of Allah went out one day to make Salatul Istisqa or the Prophet prayer for rain and prayed two rak'as with us without any adhan or iqama. Then he addressed us and supplicated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turned his face toward the Qibla with his hands raised.
ثم قلب رداءه يعني إيه نفسه دعا الله بعض الشيء وهو إيه مستقبل الناس بوجهه وظهره إلى القبلة، ثم إيه استدار إلى القبلة وجعل ظهره للناس وهو رافع يديه يواصل إيه الدعاء. فأيضا يستفاد من هذا أن الدعاء يعني لا يشترط فيه أن يتجه الإنسان إلى القبلة.
So that gives us an indication that to raise your hands for supplication, it doesn't mean that you have to face the Qibla. So you can face any direction while doing the supplication. It doesn't mean that you have to do the supplication towards the Qibla only.
This
is the first form for the prayer for rain.
It is
two rak'ahs similar to the prayer of Eid.
And
he delivers a speech. It could be a speech after khutbah or before khutbah, but the recommended is that it should be after
khutbah.
And then after that you supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rain. The second form is a form in which the supplication for rain can also be made on Salatul Jumu'ah. In this case, the Imam makes supplications during Khutbatul Jumu'ah or the Friday speech with the people of the congregation saying Ameen. So in the second form, the prayer for rain or the supplication for rain is during the speech of Friday speech.
And
this is the only case in which the Prophet used to raise his hands in Friday prayer. The Prophet wouldn't raise his hands in Friday speech supplicating to Allah. He wouldn't raise his hands. The supplication of the Prophet during the speech of Friday was without raising the hands. The only case in which he used to raise the hands is during asking for rain in the Friday speech.
بشر بن مروان الحكم أحد الأمراء من بني أمية فرفع يديه في خطبة الجمعة
there was once one follower
رجل من الصحابة كان في الخطبة قال قبح الله هاتين اليديتين قبح الله
there was هاتين اليديتين one follower who was he was the ruler of a town and he prayed as an imam and he delivered a speech of Jumu'ah and there was a companion of the Prophet in that prayer or in that Jumu'ah and he was listening to the speech of that ruler but then the ruler raised his hands supplicating to Allah during the speech so the companion said, may Allah make these little hands ugly because this is not what the Prophet used to do. What the Prophet used to do, he never raised his hands during the Friday speech supplicating to Allah. He used to supplicate but without raising his hands. Only in one case he used to raise his hands while the asking for the prayer. It doesn't mean that it's obligatory or compulsory to raise your hands while asking for the rain. It is a sunnah, so you can still skip it if you want. You don't ever raise your hands as an imam in the Jumu'ah prayer asking or doing his supplication unless only you are asking for rain. This is a rule.
ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قائم يحفظ
البخاري and Muslim record from Shuraik that Anas said that a man entered the mosque on Friday while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم addressing the people in the Friday speech then the man said O Prophet, our wealth has been destroyed and we have no transport to the marketplace. Supplicate for us for rain. The Prophet raised his hands and said, O Allah, give us rain. O Allah, give us rain.
O Allah, give us rain. And I said, by Allah, I swear to God, at that time, three were no clouds. At that time, there was no cloud. There were no clouds in the sky. There were no clouds in the sky at all, and there was no house or building between us and the mountain. From behind the mountain came a cloud, looking like a shield. By the time it reached the middle of the sky, it burst and started to rain. By Allah, we did not see the sun for a week. Then on the next day, a man entered the mosque from that same door while the Prophet was making the address or addressing the people. The man faced the Prophet and said, "Our livestock is dead, and our the baths are unpassable. Ask Allah to make it stop." The Prophet raised his hands and said, "Oh Allah, around us and not upon us. Oh Allah, make it upon the hills, small mountains, bottom of the valleys, and the plantations." The rain stopped and we walked out of the sunshine. Here, Sheikh says, do not talk while the speech of Jumu'ah. Do not talk while the speech of Jumu'ah. If you talk while the speech of Jumu'ah, your prayer will be lost. Will be gone. There is only one case in which you can talk, when you talk to the Imam. Only when you talk to the Imam. Sometimes the companions would ask the Prophet while delivering the speech of Jumu'ah. But two followers, two people in the speech talk together, that's forbidden. In that hadith that we have here, there is one who entered the mosque while the Jumu'ah prayer, while the speech of Jumu'ah, and he was talking to the Prophet directly. So he was asking the Prophet to ask Allah for rain. He said that our wealth has been destroyed and we have no transport to the marketplace. Supplicate for us for rain. The Prophet raised his hands and said, Oh Allah, give us rain. Anas said, by Allah, he means he swears to Allah, at that time there was no clouds in the sky and there was no house or building between us and the mountain. From behind the mountain came a cloud looking like a shield. By the time it reached the middle of the sky, it burst and started to rain. By Allah, he means this word to Allah, we did not see the sun for 1 week. Then, on the next Friday, a man entered the mosque from that same door while the Prophet was making the address. The man faced the Prophet and said, "Our livestock is dead and the paths are unpassable. Ask Allah to make it stop." Then the Prophet raised his hands and said, "O Allah, around us and not upon us. O Allah, make it upon the hills, small mountains, bottom of the valleys, and plantations." The rain stopped and we walked out in the sunshine.
فلما توسطت السماء انتشرت ثم امطرت لما صارت في وسط السماء انتشرت هذه السحابه ثم امطرت قال فلا والله ما راينا الشمس ثبتا ظلوا ايه حديث انس
صحيح. So they stayed for a week seeing the sun
كاملا لا يرون الشمس من الامطار الايه
from how long the rain was there. They stayed for a week not seeing the sun.
امطار ايه متواليه.
Rain for a whole week.
And then
a man came from the same door the first man entered from. And in some narrations, it's the same man who asked the rain in the first time came again in that time asking the Prophet to ask Allah to stop the rain. So in another narration it's the same man. But anyways, a man entered from that same door and asked the Prophet to ask Allah to stop the rain, saying that oh Prophet of Allah,
Oh Prophet of Allah, الله حوالينا ولا علينا. المدى على أن يحدث المدى تماما، لكن إيه؟
Our livestock is dead and the paths are impassable. So ask Allah to make it stop. The Prophet ﷺ raised his hands and said, O Allah, around us and not upon us. O Allah, make it upon the hills, small mountains, bottom of valleys and plantations. The rain stopped and we walked out in the sunshine. So the Prophet ﷺ prayed that Allah makes it around them and not upon them.
يكف المطر إيه عن المدينة وأماكن السكن، ويكون الأمطار على الإيه الأماكن المحتاجة للمطر. فأقلعت وخرجنا نمشي في الشمس. أقلعت الإيه السحابة.
So the cloud went away and they walked out in the sunshine.
فهذه إيه كيفية ثانية في دعاء الاستسقاء.
This is another form for the prayer for rain that is to be said during the Jumu'ah prayer speech. And the followers or the people behind the Imam say Amin, Amin whenever the Imam supplicates asking for the rain.
الروابي جمع ربوة طيب كيفية إيه ثالثة قال أن يدعو دعاء مجردا في غير
يوم الجمعة. Someone may also make supplication for rain without it being Friday, and regardless of whether or not the prayer takes place inside or outside the mosque.
At any time, when there is a drought, either it's Friday or not Friday, at any time, you think that you ask Allah, you want to ask Allah for rain, you can't do it. How?
There is a story here that a nomad or a Bedouin came to the Prophet and said, O Allah's Prophet, I came to you from a people whose shepherds do not have any fodder and whose bride's stallion cannot move its tail due to the drought.
He means there was a lot of drought in there. There was a lot of drought there in that place.
So the Prophet mounted the pulpit, praised Allah and said, Oh Allah, give us saving rain which leads to something good and which is productive. A general heavy rain, now and not later. Then he descended from the pulpit. People came from every direction saying that it was raining.
كلها يعني ايه صفات للايه يعني للمطر غيثا ايه مغيثا يعني منقذا مطرا ايه منقذا مريئا يعني محمود العاقبة مريعا يعني مخصبا مسبب ايه الخصب طبقا يعني عاما
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them rain, saving rain which leads to something good and which is productive. General heavy rain now and not later. Then he descended from the pulpit and people came from every direction saying that it was raining.
إلا يقول إيه قد أحيينا يعني نزل المطر في جميع الجهات حول المدينة كلما جاء رجل من مكان من الأماكن أخبر أن المطر نزل في جهته. قال رواه ابن ماجه وأبو عوانة ورجاله ثقات وسكت عليه الحافظ في التلخيص. لكن هذا الحديث إيه في الشيخ الألباني أعله، ولكن سيأتي حديث آخر بنفس المعنى صححه الذهبي والألباني. قالوا عن شرحبيل بن الصمت أنه قال لكعب بن مرة يا كعب حدثنا
said to Ka'b عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
وجاءه رجل
فقال استسقي الله لمضر.
I heard the Prophet say, you are a bold man. You want me to seek rain for the tribe of Mudar?
الرجل جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال استسقي الله لمضر. مضر إيه شعب قبيل من كبير من إيه شعوب العرب كانوا ينقسمون إلى ربيعة ومضر.
Arabs used to divide used to be having two people, ربيعة and مضر. مضر is a very big people.
العرب
Arabs used to be two people, ربيعة and مضر.
قريش يعني قبيلة من ضمن قبائل مضر، قبائل أخرى كثيرة.
قريش is a sub tribe from مضر.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استسقى الله
مضر. So the man asked the prophet to ask Allah for rain to مضر. And مضر is a very big people.
قال يا
very
رسول
people.
الله.
So the prophet said you are bold. You want me to ask Allah to for rain for مضر.
ودعوت الله عز وجل فأجابك. يعني هذا إيه رجل يعني يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا إيه؟ ليس يعني بكثير عليك أن تسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى ويرجى يعني أن يجيب الله.
He said that I hear the prophet. So he said that I hear the prophet say you are a bold man. You want me to seek rain for the tribe of Mudhar. The man said, O Messenger of Allah, you have sought victory from Allah and he gave it to you. You supplicated Allah and he answered you. The Messenger of Allah raised his hands and said, O Allah, give us saving rain, good and productive, general and heavy, now and not later, beneficial and not harmful. Allah responded to his supplication, and it was not long before the people came complaining about the profusion of rain. And the damage to their dwellings, the Messenger of Allah raised his hands and said, O Allah, around us and not upon us. The clouds began dispersing. Let's start right. So we take from the third form an indication that you can ask for rain at any time, not necessarily Friday, not necessarily some specific time, but at any time you can ask Allah Ta'ala for rain. And this diversity itself has been done by the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ sometimes prayed in Jumu'ah, sometimes prayed in other times. So it can be done in any time.
Al-Sha'bi
says that Umar went out to make استفقاء and he did not do anything more than seeking Allah's forgiveness. Then the people said, we did not see you making استفقاء or asking for rain. He said, I sought rain by what makes me sin, استغفار or seeking forgiveness for Allah, of Allah. Unlike those Arabs of days of ignorance who sought it by the stars of the sky. Then he recited the following two ayahs or two verses. Seek forgiveness of your Lord. He is ever forgiving. He will let loose the sky for you in plenteous rain and ask forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. He will send you skies pouring abundant rain.
واستغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى إلى آخر الآية. قال رواه سعيد في سننه وعبد الرزاق والبيهقي وابن أبي شيبة وصححه الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله.
This hadith has been said to be authentic by Sheikh Al-Albani.
خرج يستسقي فلم يزل على
الاستغفار. That Umar went out for asking for rain, but he didn't do anything but asking Allah for forgiveness. So that also gives us an indication that if you want to ask Allah for rain, also ask for forgiveness, because asking for forgiveness is one reason for getting rain. Istighfar is one reason for rain and also one reason for a lot of blessings and a lot of gain and rizq from Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala.
Also, we will mention here some supplications that came in this topic, supplications for rain. We'll only mention the authentic ones.
طيب من الأدعية ما جاء عن سعد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
supplication here was narrated by Sa'd.
سحابا كثيفا قصيفا
In which he said, O Allah, give us a saving rain, productive, plentiful, general, continuous. O Allah, give us rain and do not make us among the despondent. O Allah, your slaves, land, animals and your creation all are suffering and seek protection. And we do not complain except you, O Allah. Let our crops grow and let our udders be refilled. Give us from the blessings of the sky and grow for us from the blessings of the earth. O Allah, remove from us the hardship, starvation and barrenness, and remove the affliction from us as no one removes afflictions save Thee. O Allah, we seek Your forgiveness as You are the forgiving, and send upon us plenteous rain.
طيب دعاء آخر عن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده وجده اللي هو عبد الله.
هذا الحديث narrated by عمرو بن شعيب.
قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
إذا the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would say, O Allah, provide water for your slaves and your cattle, display your mercy and give life to your dead lands.
قال ويستحب عند
الدعاء. And it's also preferred for the one who is making the supplication to raise his hands with the back of his hands toward the sky. Because Muslim records that Anas said that the Prophet would point he would point with the back of his hands during istisqa. Point his the back of his hands towards the sky, opposite to the regular, like she's showing us now. So you would point with the back of your hands towards the sky, which is opposite to the regular, because the reason behind this supplication is to remove the hardship, remove the hardship or tell it to go away. But in other hadiths, the Prophet raised his hands regularly. So you can do both things. And when you make the back of your hands towards the sky, the wisdom, as we said behind that, is that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the hardship. And when you see the rain, there is a sunnah hadith, or the sunnah supplication is that upon seeing the same, upon seeing the rain, you say, O Allah, make it a beneficial rain. And you would uncover one part of your body or some part of your body to the rain. On the other hand, if one fears that there is too much rain, you should say, O Allah, give us mercy and do not give us punishment, calamities, destruction or flooding. O Allah, make it upon the woods, farms and trees. Make it around us and not upon us.
Sheikh
Ibn Baz himself used to discover his head and make his head exposed to the rain because it's a sunnah. Because the Prophet ﷺ used to say that it is just coming from God. This rain is just coming from Allah. And the time for of raining is a good time for supplication, because the rain is one of the signs of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you select the time of the rain and pray or supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him whatever you want, it is a very good time for the prayer and for the supplication. And it is a sign of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which He shows how He would put back the life into the barren land, how He would back the life into the effete, the land that was barren, and how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the life back into it. This is a very strong showing for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He can exploit and take advantage of by supplicating and asking in that time.
ولا سقيا عذاب ولا بلاء ولا هدم
So if it is very heavy rain, you say, "Oh Allah, give us mercy and do not give us punishment, calamities, destruction or flooding. Oh Allah, make it upon the woods. Oh Allah, make it upon the woods, forms and trees. Make it around us and not upon us."
اللهم سقيا رحمة لا سقيا عذاب ولا بلاء ولا هدم ولا غرق. الجزء الثاني جاء في الصحيحين عن أنس: اللهم على الضراب ومنابت الشجر، اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا. هذه بعض الأدعية.
These are some supplications, authentic supplications that used to be said by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to ask for the rain or to say while the rain is
إذا زادت من كثرة المطر يدعو بهذا الدعاء. بقي على الأشياء حوالي 10 دقائق ممكن نتركها من الأسئلة.
10 minutes are left for the Asha prayer till the Asha time.
هل يجوز مقاطعة العم والعمة أبنائهم إذا كانت هذه رغبتهم؟ وكلما حاولت الاقتراض وجدت الإهانة وما إلى ذلك.
Is it right to be away from your uncle?
قال ليس الواصل بالمكافئ.
And your relatives, if this is their desire, if your uncle or relatives do not want to be with them and want to be in severance with you, how can you treat that? How can you deal with that? The Prophet urged us and encouraged us to be in a very good relationship with our relatives.
يعني حق عليك أن كل من أحسن إليك أن ترد
إحسانه. If they are good to you, you have to be good to them. If they have given you a favor, you have to. If they have done you a favor, you have to do them the same favor. If they have been good for you, you have to be good for you.
الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها.
But this is not صلة رحم. What صلة رحم means? This is not annexing or attaching the wound. Attaching the wound is a term that is called when there is a severance between you and another relative, and then you reconcile with him. Because in a story, the Prophet ﷺ had received a person who asked him, telling him that, "Oh Prophet, I have some relatives that I try to be good to them, but they are bad for me, to me. And I try to reconcile them, but they want to be in a boycott with me. What can I do?" So the Prophet ﷺ told him, if you are good to them, and keep on being good to them, it's like you are feeding them the ash. Because they are bad to you and you are trying to be good to them. It's like you are feeding them the ash. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be your, in your company. Or will be supporting you. So the right way for dealing with people, especially relatives, is that if they try to be bad for you, to you, try as much as you can to be good to them and reconcile with them. If there was something wrong, try to fix it. If there was something wrong, try to understand it. Try to enhance the understanding between you and them, but do not cut the relationship between you and them. Try to reconcile with them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you bountifully for that. He's asking a nice question. He's asking if the Muslim, while the sky is raining, should say, "Oh Allah, please make it a beneficial rain, a general rain, a good rain, a productive rain." Should we do the same supplication in the kufr land, in a kufar land? Sheikh says, yes, you should do that also in kufar lands, because these kufar lands have cows, have animals, and have even you still can ask Allah's rain. You still can ask the rain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these lands here, because these lands still include Muslims, have Muslims on them, and they still have animals, and these animals need the water. So there is no problem to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain in this land, even if it is a kufr land, but still it has Muslims on it and it has animals on it.
صلاة التسابيح لها وقت.
Is there a specific time for صلاة التسابيح or a preferable time for it?
أي وقت غير أوقات القراءة.
A preferable time for it. Sheikh says any time which is not a bad time for the prayer or a hated time for the prayer, you can do the prayer on.
نعم. قل عن نزول المطر يعني خير وكذا حتى الإنسان
yes.
ما كان عنده أرض يعني.
Rain is good even if you don't have a land.
يعود في النهاية يعني بالنفع.
Because finally it is productive for you and for the masses and
يعني
everybody.
Lots
of crops. The crops come of a good quality and the animals can drink and that's good for the whole society. One of the nice situations. Is that some of the, our brothers in Florida, there was a city or a town in Florida that went through a drought for 5 years. There was no rain for 5 years in a row. There was no rain, and their imam wanted to do the sunnah, and then he prayed and asked for rain.
رحمة يعني بالمسلمين
and asked for rain then the journalists came and the press came and the media came to see this scenery and then after finishing the prayer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain straight forward then all the papers all the newspapers wrote about that in Florida الصلاة الاستسقاء is an obligatory prayer. No, it is only a sunnah prayer.
يعني لو تركها جميع مثلا أهل البلد.
So if it is left by everybody, it wouldn't be wrong. It is only a sunnah.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في بعض الأحيان كان يعني يكون بالناس جذب وكذا.
Because in sometimes in the life of the prophet there used to be drought, but he only used to supplicate and not pray the rain prayer or asking for the rain prayer.
صلاة التسبيح كتاب الفتاوي بيقول إنها هل تنصحني بسبب صلاة التسبيح صلاة التسبيح الإجابة صلاة التسبيح بدعة
هو طبعا اللي حصل بالنسبة لصلاة التسبيح
rather he says in one book it is mentioned that صلاة التسبيح is بدعة شيخ says here some scholars said that it is بدعة but it doesn't mean that it is بدعة because the majority of the scholars said that, they are, that it is authentic حافظ الذهبي and many of the good scholars of the great scholars and the last one the most recent is Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah he also said that it is an authentic prayer so some of the scholars said it's not authentic but that doesn't mean it's not authentic even though the fatwa committee said that it is bid'ah
أهله ولا شك إن الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله يعني بشهادة الشيخ بن باز نفسه يعني رحمه الله
says yes because even الشيخ الألباني said it is not bid'ah because the Sheikh ibn Baz certified a witness that the Sheikh الألباني is a great scholar so the most of the great scholars said it is an authentic prayer
كثيرا ما كان يعني يفعل هذا الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله نعم يعني مرات يعني الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله اصلا كان من ضمن دروسه
One of the lessons of Sheikh Ibn Baz,
he used
in many of the lessons of Sheikh Ibn Baz, he used to read from the book of Sheikh Al-Albani. So that is a great indication that Sheikh Al-Albani is a great scholar because the Sheikh Ibn Baz used to read for him. And he used to ask his students sometimes for the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani.
نحو ثلاث دقائق أو أربع دقائق متواصلة.
Once he used to pray for him, supplicate Allah for him for three consecutive minutes.
الشيخ الألباني يعني نفع الله به المسلمين
He asked Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make benefit out of him for the Muslims. So Sheikh Al-Albani is one of the great scholars that Sheikh Ibn Baz himself witnessed for him that he is a great scholar.
يعني إذا تعارض يعني قول تصحيح وتضعيف في حديث فكون المرجع يعني للشيخ الألباني إن شاء الله.
If there is, if it is to be said that one thing is not correct and Sheikh Al-Albani says it is correct, then we say it's correct. So the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani is a reference here.
في وقت الخطبة طبعا مش الأفضل، ده الواجب أن الإنسان يستمع إلى الخطبة، ولا يجوز أن يصلي شيئا من النوافل إلا تحية المسجد. يعني كثير من
العلماء قالوا أنها واجب in the Jumu'ah prayer and the Jumu'ah speech. The only thing that you can do is that if you did not pray the salutation, the two salutation rak'ahs, and if you just came in while the speech, you have to do it before you sit down. Because there is a story in which a man came to the mosque while the Prophet ﷺ was giving the speech of Jumu'ah, and he sat down, so the Prophet ﷺ ordered him to stand up and do the two rak'ah, say the two rak'ahs of salutation of the mosque.
صلاة الكسوف فقط في جماعة.
Should they accept
الأحاديث prayer, ورد فيها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
said only in congregation.
ولكن يعني
all the hadith say that it is it was done by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in congregation.
وجاء أيضا في الحديث أن أسماء دخلت على عائشة.
Hi. She wanted to say there is an eclipse. And then Asma asked Aisha, is it because of the eclipse? Aisha nodded with her head, saying yes. She didn't say yes, but she just nodded with her head while she was in the prayer. So you can still do it in single form, but if you can do it in congregation, that's the best one.
صلاة الحاجة حديث درجة الحديث نعم درجة الحديث ضعيف كما ذكرنا الذي ورد فيه حديث ضعيف ولكن
الحديث of الحاجة prayer or المعنى صلاة الحاجة is a weak weekly chain
حديث أخرى
but there are other hadiths that also were narrated in that that whenever the Prophet ﷺ was facing a calamity of or a trouble, he used to pray that Salat al-Hajj.
الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعافى جاء الاسناد في تمام النعمة قال اسناده ضعيف.
الشيخ الألباني himself said that the chain of that hadith is very weak.
ولكن المعنى كما ذكرنا دلت عليه أحاديث أخرى صحيحة عن مشروعية صلاة ركعتين عموما إذا الإنسان يعني كان في ضائقة أو يطلب شيئا من الله تعالى.
I have experienced for the last 6 years that brothers, they start leaving after two rakah. Is there any condition we can leave without listening to the khutbah?
نعم أخونا يسأل يعني أن بعض الناس يصلي العيد وينصرف قبل سماع الخطبة. طبعا لا شك أن الاستماع إلى الخطبة سنة.
Okay, listening to the khutbah is a sunnah. If you leave before listening to the khutbah, your prayer is correct.
But
that means that you left a sunnah. You left a sunnah. So the most preferable thing here, the most preferable thing is you attend the khutbah because this is the sunnah. If you leave the khutbah, that doesn't mean you did something very wrong. But you just left sunnah. Any decision in which there is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will be surrounding it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention you in the heaven, and the mercy of Allah and His tranquility will be upon you. So don't miss the chance of any decision if there is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the decision, set in that decision, because you have to be sure that whenever you sit in a remembrance of Allah, there will be angels surrounding you. And there is one hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever goes through a path asking for knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him to go through the path to the Jannah. Every that whoever wants to take a path to knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate a path for him to the paradise.
And
any people that gather, remembering Allah and reciting His Quran and study it, then in some narrations that should be in the mosque, in some narrations that it is not tied to the mosque. then
نزلت عليهم السكينة.
Allah will descend His mercy and His tranquility onto them, and His mercy will be over them, and the angels will surround them, and Allah will remember them.
In
will mention them in the
Sahih Muslim.
So that gives us an indication there is a great advantage to set in decisions not asking for knowledge. And if someone that in that decision and the other people in decision is asking Allah for something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His mercy on all people, even on that bad person, because that bad person is sitting among good people. There are set angels that only allocated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see for the knowledge decisions, like our decision here. Any decision in which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, mentioned, is a decision of knowledge. Decision in which there are lessons or lectures for jurisprudence, explanation of Quran, tafsir, or anything like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the tranquility over them and makes the angels surround them.
قالوا هلموا إلى حاجتكم فيجلسوا. قالوا هلموا إلى حاجتكم فيجلسوا فيسألهم ربهم وهو أعلم بهم كيف وجدتم عبادي.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends the angels to these decisions, He asks the angels, how were my slaves? And Allah knows, but He just asks the angels to see how will they answer. So the angels will say they were remembering you, extolling you, and seek your forgiveness. So Allah says, did they see me? And the angels answer, no, they didn't see you. Then Allah says, how then if they saw me? And then the angels say that they were asking your forgiveness and asking for the paradise. Then he asks them, did they see the paradise? They say no. Then he tells them, how then if they saw the paradise? And then they tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were seeking your shelter from the hellfire. And then he will ask the angels, did they see the hellfire? The angels say no. Then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, then how did they see the hellfire? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I make you witnesses that I forgive them and I give them what they asked for, and I sheltered them from whatever they asked my shelter.
تقول الملائكة يا رب
so the angels say,
عبدك فلانا ليس
oh Allah, there is your slave so and so among them, and he didn't come for that. He is a bad person. So he didn't come for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I make you witnesses that I forgive all of them. They are the people, all people, and that person should not be the only prevented one among them. Or the only deprived one among them. Even if you know whatever is said in that lesson, in that lecture, but you just attend that lecture because you want to be surrounded by the angels and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember you or to mention you in the heaven, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put His tranquility upon you or onto you, that is good in its own sense. Sometimes the Satan, Iblis, comes to you and tells you, you know already what's going to be mentioned in that decision, or maybe that decision is very much difficult and far beyond your kind of ability to understand. Maybe this is not what you should attend, maybe, and then you do not attend it because of many reasons. But there is a great reason before all, is that this decision is a decision of mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Him, and before all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His tranquility onto you. One of the nice things is that Imam Ibn Faris, one of the linguistics imams, said that if you are hurt by the sunshine,
ويلهيك حسن زمان الربيع فأخذك للعلم قل لي متى.
If you are hurt by the sun beach and hurt by the fall,
كان يا شيخ الله. إذا كان يؤذيك حر المصيف. إذا كان يؤذيك حر المصيف ويبس الخريف وبرد الشتاء ويلهيك حسن زمان الربيع فأخذك للعلم قل لي متى.
And if you are and if you are hurt by the by the coldness of the winter, and then you are hurt by all of that, you think that the sitting down is just a small session for knowledge will hurt you. We come to a stop here. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Inshallah, La ilaha illa Anta, Astaghfiruka wa Atubu ilayk.